In France, a judge launched an investigation into terrorist plots against U.S. targets on September the 10th. In July of last year, Judge Jean-Louis Bruguière warned American authorities about the man now thought to be the 20th hijacker, Zacharias Moussaoui. Bruguière has no crystal ball, but with 19 years of fighting Islamist terror in France and around the world, he has a better idea than most about where the dangers lie. From Paris, NPR's Nick Spicer sends this portrait of France's leading anti-terror magistrate.
Judge Jean-Louis Bruguière says the stories about his carrying a .357 Magnum are media myths. He gave the weapon up in the 80s, when the government gave him a bulletproof car and four full-time bodyguards. In the lobby of this Paris hotel, it's hard for him to go unnoticed. Jean-Louis Bruguière is a household name in France, one associated with almost all the big terror cases, whether Corsican, Basque, or especially Islamist. And there is no doubting that France does a good job when it comes to fighting such terrorism. Bruguière remembers when he first learned of a plot to use a plane full of passengers as a bomb. Members of Algeria's Armed Islamic Group, or GIA, took over an Airbus plane in Algiers.
At the end of 1994, members of GIA hijacked the Air France Airbus. The plan was to crash this commercial airplane on Paris.
Intelligence sources told Bruguière about the hijackers' deadly intentions, so the authorities tricked the terrorists into thinking they had to refuel in Marseille.
Fortunately, we succeed to oblige the commando to land on Marseille in the south of France, and there a special military force killed all members of commando.
The first terrorists Bruguière fought were linked to the Palestinian cause in the 1980s. Bruguière put Carlos de Jackal behind bars after more than a decade on his trail. But the judge's fame may have reached a climax in 1995. That's when the GIA launched a terror campaign in France, including in the Paris metro. Bruguière says it took about 4 months to arrest the main members of the terrorist network. Shortly after, in 1996, the judge noticed that Islamist cells were targeting the United States, so Bruguière provided advance warnings to Canadian and American officials about Ahmed Rassam, the Algerian caught smuggling explosives into Washington State before the year 2000 celebrations, and a warning last summer about Zacharias Moussaoui, a Frenchman now suspected of being the 20th hijacker.
The Islamist threat is very, very different from the others. It's a moving threat, and the difficulty we have that this threat, it changes so quickly that it's very difficult to grasp it and to know exactly what we have to do to prevent terrorism action or to arrest people.
On September the 10th, Bruguière opened an investigation into Islamist plots to attack U.S. targets in Europe, notably the American Embassy in Paris. The alleged ringleaders are behind bars now. Since September the 11th, Bruguière says he's been getting calls from very high-ranking officials in the U.S. Department of Justice. He admits he and three other French judges with the same job may have certain advantages. Bruguière is not just a judge, he's an investigating magistrate, a juge d'instruction, a job codified by Napoleon, but whose origins go back to the Spanish Inquisition.
He's a very odd personage for you, because I have two caps, you know. I have the head chief of investigation team. I can order the police to carry out such investigation. But another hand, I am a judge, so I can issue warrant of arrest, search warrant, trap telephone, and I can ask for the country to cooperate with me without having any authorization of my government, because I am a judge, I am absolutely independent.
An independence his detractors say has become abuse of power. Some human rights activists accuse him of liking the limelight too much. They were especially angry when he organized the trial of 138 suspected terrorists at once. Most were cleared of wrongdoing, and some suspects spent years in preventive detention only to be found innocent. But Bruguière says France has been kept free of terrorism since the mid-90s, and that is what counts for him. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.